Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org or call 1-844-REDEEM-0.
Maybe on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard Tuesday morning, June 17th, Election Day in Richmond. I got my sticker. You know, now, little gripe off the top. This isn't going to be an angry show. I'm not mad.
Okay.
I'm not mad. I brought in bagels. That's how happy I am today. But they didn't give me the opossum.
That was going to be my first question.
Last year in November, we voted for president. Everybody gets excited when you vote for president. Everybody loses their mind. Oh, we got to go vote. Where do I vote? How do I vote? People who don't vote get out and vote. And they make it special. I love that they make it special. And they gave out stickers that said, I voted, with a little opossum on them. And I thought they were fantastic. Good sticker. 10 out of 10 would wear again. I go today. Surely they've got leftover opossum stickers. I can't imagine they ordered the exact number they needed for last November. I'm there early. I'm one of the first voters.
Uh-huh.
What do they hand me? The little oval I voted sticker.
Oh, why'd you even go?
Like it's 2023.
Who are we?
We've progressed as a society.
I have some really bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
I saw the opossum sticker on Instagram this morning.
Stop it.
I did.
Other people are getting it, but not me?
Other people are getting it.
I'm mad.
You should be.
It's over.
Oh.
I'm 2 minutes into this show, and
Go home. We'll do best of.
Go home. We'll
There's
run.
There's no point anymore. Sports.
We have to save the best of. I talked to Clifford about this yesterday. we have a lot of best of coming up in July, which is very normal in this business, but he was worried we don't have enough best stuff for the amount of best stuff we'll need. So I'm afraid, unfortunately, we do have to sit on the best stuff for the moment. We cannot take today off.
Well, you're going to have to do the show then.
We're going to have to do the show. Hazel is filling in this week on Wicker and Wild. Wicker and Hazel, do they change the name or they still play Wicker and Wild, the promo?
They still play Wicker and Wild.
Yeah.
That's only because I haven't hacked it yet.
No, it's normal. Don't worry about that. The show that wakes up Richmond every morning. Now, this is 2 days in a row.
2 days.
What time do you have to be in to do this show?
5 a.m.
How are we feeling about this?
I feel okay. You know, I was a baker, so this kind of feels normal.
You were
to me.
A baker. You've got farm experience.
Early mornings are my thing.
Waking up with the roosters. Mm-hmm. You're handling this.
It's all right.
I mean, I'll just say this as a person who's been in journalism adjacent fields for 17 years. If you can do mornings, that opens up a lot of job possibilities. Mm. A lot of jobs for morning people in journalism.
You know, that's good because when you tell me stories like, oh, and then I pulled over at the Waffle House and I submitted my story at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
No! I'm going to be asleep at 2 a.m. No! So that's off the table for me, so I'm glad I still have options.
One of the TV stations, and I think it's Channel 12, now starts at 4:30 a.m. instead of 5, its first newscast. There's a lot of early action in the journalism space.
Do you think that makes a big difference?
Here's what I know. I'll open up the curtain. I'll let everybody in.
Yeah.
It's not whether anybody's watching. It's whether they've sold any commercials.
Ah, yes.
They'll run an infinite amount of programming as long as commercials are sold against it. So what I know is people are advertising in the 4:30 window. I can say that. Or they're experimenting to see if people were. People advertise at 5. At 5, people are watching TV. People are waking up.
Yep.
They're selling ads at 5. Will people buy ads at 4:30? They're going to figure that out. They're going to figure that out. They'll report back. For a while, the Junkies show started at 5:30 instead of 6.
Okay.
But the Junkies, they got a little bit of clout. And they were like, no. And so they ran best of the previous day from 5:30 to 6.
Oh.
Rolling into the show at 6. So the only people who lost here were the producers.
I see that.
Who had to come. Well, that's not not atypical of radio.
Yeah. Well, they lived. I'm sure they lived.
They lived. Bit season for the Junkies. We love bit season.
It's never not bit season for the Junkies.
I'm a little worried for Grant and Danny today.
Are you?
They're on 3 to 6. Squirrels baseball after they're done, of course. I declared yesterday's Washington Nationals game a must-win game. Because the Nationals, let's recap briefly here. They did not invest in the team this offseason, but they were fine last year. They treaded water. They've got some really nice young talent. If you haven't watched James Wood, please do. He's a ton of fun to watch. He is the next baseball superstar. There's a little optimism around the team, but they squashed that by not spending any money on players this offseason. In a tough division, you play the Braves, you play the Mets, you play the Phillies. It's a tough division to play in. So you knew coming into this year, they'd be a few games below 500. And they're a few games below 500. They're 11 games below 500. But there are teams worse than the Nationals. Or there were. The two worst teams in baseball are the Colorado Rockies and the Miami Marlins. And as the schedule would have it, last Friday, the Miami Marlins came to D.C. for a 3-game series, followed by a 4-game home series against the Rockies. That's 7 consecutive days of baseball against teams way worse than you. We're 4 games into that stretch now. They're 0-4.
Oh.
And as you heard yesterday, Davey Martinez is blaming the players and saying the coaches are doing their jobs just fine, which is not where you want to be this time of year.
So they say. Well, he can't go and bat the ball.
The Giselle vibes were so great there. That was, and you may not remember this. Tom Brady, after he lost one of his early Super Bowls, TMZ filmed Giselle like in the hallway at the Super Bowl, and she's like yelling, "My husband cannot effing catch the ball and throw it too." and that was the vibes.
Yeah, well.
I filled out the lineup card. I don't know what you want me to do. Thus extinguishing my duties as baseball manager. I got a few things I got to do as a baseball manager. I got to fill out the lineup card. Mm-hmm. I got to go out, pep talk the pitcher from time to time. Mm-hmm. But I got a guy I can delegate that to.
Perfect.
And I got to wear the uniform. Nobody knows why I got to wear the uniform. I'm a portly 50-year-old man, but they make me wear the uniform.
I've always wondered, but you know what? I'm not going to ask why.
He gets a number and everything.
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
Why not? I don't know. Put him on the field. They'll take him off.
Official baseball manager duties. Fill out the lineup card, pep talk the pitcher, wear the uniform even though you look fat in it. That's
pull
it.
Up those long socks.
That's
Let's
all we
go.
Ask. Hey, I'm doing it. I'm nailing it. Davey Martinez completing 100% of his tasks on a nightly basis.
Woo.
Couldn't be him. It's got to be somebody. So probably the players.
Yeah, we're working like super hard.
That's my favorite. Hit that again because that's my favorite because that's Josh Harris.
Yeah, we're working like super hard.
I love that one.
He's out there working like super
like
hard.
Super hard. He's giving his all. At his performance review, he's going to say, I did all the things you asked me to do. Why is the company losing money? Don't look at me. Why are we losing ball games? Don't look at me. I did the things you asked me to do. So last night they welcomed the Rockies, who are the bona fide worst team in baseball and are chasing the White Sox for worst team in baseball history.
Oh.
Which, we went like 80 years without somebody setting the record for worst team in baseball history. If we can smash it in back-to-back years, golden age of baseball in America. Golden age.
That's a word for it. Sure.
Tarnished age of baseball in America.
Gilded age.
Gilded age. Well, the Nationals are going to make this harder on the Rockies because the Rockies are winning. And you can't be the worst team in baseball if you win baseball games. It's hard to do. So, Grant loves the Nats. Danny loves the Nats, too. Danny played college baseball.
Okay.
That's, in D.C. sports talk, you got to talk football all the time, but I know those two guys come in every day wanting to do a baseball show. Mm. And they talk Nats, and they do it very well, knowledgeably. They're not going to be happy about this. Nobody's going to be happy. Like, the Squirrels are bad this year. I don't think I'm breaking news here on air. But we can kind of ignore that. They had the 400-pound crab cake the other night. It's still fun to go to the games. We had a lovely time at Odyssey night. There's, you know, Bryce Eldridge came through.
And then he left. But he was here.
But he was here.
So
there's bright spots. It's still, they're building a new stadium.
Yeah.
We can gloss over the squad. At Major League Baseball level, it's wins and losses. Mm-mm. You don't go to the ballpark to watch your team get smoked.
Yeah, nobody, there's no complimenting the jersey, the themed jersey.
Ah, they're wearing the cherry blossoms tonight. All right. Nice. Yeah. Wonder if they put a hot dog in a pickle for me.
But does the manager get to wear one?
Yes.
Yes, of
course. Has to. It's in his job responsibilities. It's in his listed job responsibilities. Wednesday night, Nats baseball against the Rockies. I don't think they're going to sell a lot of tickets for that. Across the street, this Club World Cup's going to be there. And Juventus is there, which Griffin's nodding. That's a team people have heard of. Not all the, I was dipping in on the Club World Cup, but like, I bet I've heard of most of these. No. Because it's the best team in each country, and you realize, like, there's 9 teams I recognize in England, mm-hmm. and probably like 7, you know, in Germany or Spain or wherever, and there's 0 teams I recognize in Morocco. I can't name a Moroccan soccer club. Ditto for any country in Asia.
Well, get up to D.C. and I bet you'll take some notes.
Right. Well, I was looking at the schedule like, I'll go watch. This is the only team I recognize coming through D.C. during the Club World Cup.
Oh, wow.
Juventus. Okay. I know who they are. So they're there. The Nats are there. Same time. Now, the baseball stadium seats 45,000. The soccer stadium seats 17,000.
You think they'll switch stadiums?
I think they should. I don't think they will. I think the attendance will be close.
Oh.
And it would not surprise me if soccer outdraws, because they'll sell out the soccer. They'll sell out 17,000 seats for that. Will they get 17,000 people to watch the Nationals lose to the worst team in baseball? I don't know. That's a bit of a situation. I want to talk, you know I love talking baseball, which I get to do in this month, this window. I know the rules. When the Commanders start training camp, we talk football. And I love football. I do love football, and I love talking football with y'all. And we will get to football and Hokie football. But in this little, the window's cracked open for me to talk baseball, so I got to take advantage of it. The Orioles announced big changes to Camden Yards. We'll get to that today. We will check in with Trey Wilson. He is the voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels at 11 o'clock. Special guest at 10:30, he's Rich Herrera. He does the morning news downstairs on 1140 WRVA. Also, a baseball guy. So we may talk a little baseball as the show goes on. NBA Thunder up 3-2. Sure feels like it's in the bank for them. Hockey tonight, game 6. The Cup will be in the building. We'll get you ready for all that. We've got a fun show on tap for you. Stick around. AWOD takes over at noon. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've heard me talk about Samaritan, and today I get to tell you about an additional sharing option called Redeem HealthShare. It's everything we love about Samaritan, like the freedom to choose your providers and be in control of your healthcare, but with more program options to fit your budget and healthcare needs in a modern digital platform. There's an add-on feature to allow for a wider range of medical bills to be shared, including preventative, dental, vision, and routine care. Join the hundreds of thousands of fellow Christians and check out RedeemHealthShare.org today.
Tuesday morning, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Griffin's here, AWOD's here. They won't be here momentarily. Big show today, noon to 3, AWOD Radio. They are going to chat with UR basketball coach Chris Mooney. Those of you who have followed the program know we are the home of VCU Athletics. I want VCU to win every game they play because, one, that's good for business, two, that's good for the city, and I enjoy watching them play basketball at the Siegel Center. Longtime listeners of this program also know I got a soft spot for Chris Mooney, who is one of the all-time good guys in the profession. You talk to people around town, so many of them will tell you a story about him going out of his way to be kind to somebody or do a favor for somebody. One of the all-time good guys, and coach at UR. And I'll say it, because UR people won't, gets the most out of that team every single year. You see the football's dropping back to the Patriot League, right? We can't hang in the CAA, we got to move back a level. The basketball's not doing that. They're competing in an A-10, and it's very different than the A-10 they signed up for when they joined the A-10. It's a different vibe now, different competitive atmosphere, and he's won that dang league. A couple times. He's won tournament games, and I think that's pretty cool. I don't think he gets the flowers he deserves relative to degree of difficulty. I also think just a dude staying at one school for a long time in this day and age, give some applause for that. It's a pretty cool thing. But it's a big morning at Odyssey too, because and Hazel's here on the other side. We'll get to hostels in a minute. I brought bagels this morning.
Yeah, you did.
I know you are a bagel connoisseur / baker, and I love bagels, and we are in what I would call a bagel renaissance in Richmond, Virginia.
Absolutely.
When I moved here, you go to Einstein's, or like you get the little thing at Starbucks that they
Cupertino's
warmed up. Well, people raved about Cupertino's.
Mm-hmm.
Then that,
but it's far away,
and it probably was the best bagel in town for many years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anymore though. Nate's Bagels,
mm-hmm.
Chewy's Bagels,
mm-hmm.
Baltic's Bagels.
Yeah.
We have a new entrant in the bagel wars.
Dun-dun.
Julio's Bagels.
Which is the Pizza Bones people.
I love Pizza Bones.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good. So, I'm not going to lie, high hopes here for Julio's Bagels.
I'm excited.
I had a friend who went to Julio's Bagels a couple weeks ago, like grand opening style,
mm-hmm.
and was like, I think they're still working some things out.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's not the review you want. But it's not It's not giving up either. So I gave him a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
I grabbed some Julio's bagels this morning. I will give you my first impression of the Julio's bagels.
Okay.
It's like a wheat bagel, more whole wheat than the other bagels. That is what's distinguishing them.
Okay.
Very well cooked, very well prepared, very chewy. It's a chewy bagel.
Okay.
They put the seasoning on the top and the bottom.
I was actually looking at that when you pulled it out.
I don't know that I love that. I'm just going to call that what it is. I don't know that I love that.
It's very seasoned.
It's very seasoned. It's salty. It's very salty, very seasoned. Okay. That doesn't reflect on the quality of the baking and the craftsmanship. That's the recipe. But I'm backgrounding the recipe. The baking, done very well. Whatever they do, the boiling, the baking, whatever, they nailed it. Expensive.
Oh, really?
Julio's bagels are $2.50 a bagel.
Oh, I have to say Chewy's bagels are as well.
Is that the price now?
That is the price of a bagel.
No, I don't. I can't live
rejected.
In that.
Rejected.
With cream cheese?
With cream cheese, it'd be $5.
Yeah,
the whole $2.50.
That is what we
double
were.
Double bagel.
Well, I guess bagel pricing is consistent. That's what we're working with.
It's called inflation, MP.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go vote.
You better. It's primary day.
I'm going to vote these bums out of office. We're voting for a sheriff. I don't think
what
she's in charge of inflation. I don't care. I'm voting these bums out of office.
Handle the bagel prices.
Handle the bagel.
Out of hand.
Next person who runs on bagel prices has my vote. We got 5 candidates for lieutenant governor today. 0 of them running on bagel prices.
No one addressing the real issues.
Nobody will speak to me, the American voter, about the issues I care about.
All right. Can I tell you my bagel review story?
I'd love to.
You know, I worked at a bagel shop.
Yep.
We opened, you know, when I was there.
You taught me everything I know about cooking bagels. Oh. That was a segment that will play during Best Of, I'm sure, because there are no time elements of the bagel story, which makes it the perfect Best Of story.
Exactly. Yes.
Carry on.
All right. So we're at the bagel shop. We had our opening day. We were all very excited and everybody came in and we got a review that was like, they're still working things out. There's not a lot of cream cheese on my bagel.
Oh,
that's not a review you want to get.
No.
Especially if we're charging you $2.50 for cream cheese.
I know.
So then, you know, my manager came back and she had a meeting with us all the next day. And she's like, you guys, we got to put so much cream cheese on these bagels.
We need Yelp reviews. Help, I can't find my small child. They're drowning in cream cheese.
They're drowning in the cream cheese.
Yeah.
There is more cream cheese on those bagels than there is bagel. And that continues to this day from that one review. You change the world when you write a Google review.
Thank you to, you know, to the unknown hero.
Yeah.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Brought us all extra cream cheese.
Brought us all $2.50 worth of cream cheese. All right. Baltic's Bagel. Southside.
Yeah.
Still $1.50 for a bagel.
Really?
I just verified because I could have sworn it was $1.50 for a bagel. That's a whole dollar cheaper.
That's a whole dollar.
I tell you what tilted me a little bit, though. $2.50 for a bagel at Julio's. They offer a 4-pack for $10.
That is simply disrespectful.
Well, I could also just order the number of bagels
in my face.
Order the number of bagels I would like it at any given time.
That's not even a normal pack size. Like half dozen.
They have an 8-pack for $18. I got an 8-pack today. I'll take the rest over to the Richmonder because we got a long night over there at the Richmonder.
Sure.
It's too much. Bagels rent's too dang high. Bagels are too dang much. AY's back. Is $2.50 for a bagel now? Before cream cheese?
No. You know what
I'm
it should
out.
Be? $1.25 with cream cheese included.
Well,
that's what it was when I was growing up at the bagel
Mr.
bar.
1980s.
What are you? Yeah, wait. Wow.
Put your teeth back
I'm telling you, that's we had a legit bagel bar at our temple, and my dad used to give me $1.25 every Sunday morning for a bagel with cream cheese.
That was a subsidized bagel.
Was this in the 1950s? What's going on?
Why, well,
it was already pre-sliced, too.
Well, you and Charles Pyle can do segments about living through the Depression. I don't know. I can't. No. That's not an actual bagel price.
$1.25.
With cream cheese.
With cream cheese.
$2.50 is too much, though. Nobody will run on the issues Americans care about. Nobody has the guts to stand up to Big Bagel and say. Not a reflection. Not a reflection on the Julio's bagels. Not they're good.
Just a commentary.
And there's a lot of seasoning, which presumably costs money. We'll see.
Likely.
We're going to have to put the story on ice here, the hostile story. But we'll get to it because we got a lot of time because it's Tuesday. Rich Herrera joins the program on the other side to talk a little sports with him. He's not new to Richmond anymore. He's kind of he's a real deal Richmonder now. So we'll check in with him, talk some baseball. We'll do it all. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Oh, now this is more like it.
There you go.
It's time for sports.
It's time for MP on the mic.
All right, listen up, class.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Enough with the Nationals losing to the Rockies. Let's go to the team we hear about here on our airwaves and, as previously noted, undefeated on nights when MP is in the suite. Just saying, hint, hint, hint. Welcome aboard, Trey Wilson. He's the voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. They are on the road this week in Altoona. Trey, good morning. What's up?
Hey, good morning from hazy, gloomy downtown Altoona, Pennsylvania. It's been a while.
It's been a hot minute. Summertime is when I throttle back, but you're still rolling. You're still doing things, and you've had some travel since we chatted last time too. You've seen some things.
Yeah. I don't remember when the last time we talked was. Let's see. We went to Binghamton, New York. The Squirrels did. Took the team on a little field trip to the Baseball Hall of Fame. That was awesome. I think that was around the last time we talked.
That sounds right. I think we talked the next morning, and then I disappeared for a while.
Yeah, I got ghosted. the team was in Erie. I did not go on that trip. Blaine handled that one. I was on assignment, as John Miller always says about Dave Fleming when he's off doing his ESPN stuff. Now we're in Altoona for the first time this year, which is always weird for me because I spent 4 years as this team's broadcaster. So, coming back here and having to throw it in the face of the current guys that are here that I'm still everyone in the city's favorite is it's really hard on me.
It's a burden Trey has to bear. You go to the grocery, you can't go to the grocery store. You get mobbed out there in Altoona. But such is life, as the famed Altoona Curve broadcaster Trey Wilson. We're glad you're on the good guys side now, and we've got the road stand this week, and then a very important moment in this season, Trey, that I think a lot of people have been looking forward to for a little while. It's time to reset the standings.
Yeah, so we've talked about it a little bit, but for those who do not know, in 2019, the Eastern League had been the last holdout to on switching to this split season format. They finally adopted it that year, and I went along with it kicking and screaming. It was not something that I was in favor of. But basically, in the first half, in a season now, in every level of the minor leagues, they do a split season. So they do a first half and a second half, and the champions of each division in the first half make the playoffs, and the champions of each division in the second half make the playoffs. So you could have a situation like we saw the first year they did this with Erie, where the team that has the best record in the entire league doesn't even make the playoffs because you have to win a half. But where that's going to be helpful for the Flying Squirrels this year is that after this week, they're 0-0. Binghamton's already clinched the Northeast Division playoff spot for the first half. Erie and Akron are going to be figuring out who's going to get the first half for this division this week. And then starting a week from today, it's opening day again. And it's a chance for this team to hit reset. In the meantime, this week is get right week. This team has to figure out how to win a baseball game.
And a close game. Every time I look, they're losing by one. So I know they're not the Rockies here. I know they're hanging.
Yeah, that's the thing, is the team isn't bad. The team's actually pretty good. The run differential's not terrible for a team that's, I don't even want to say the record because every time I do, it makes my stomach hurt. But, yeah, a lot of one-run games, a lot of one-run losses. Leading the team by far in one-run losses. I mean, leading the league, I'm sorry, in one-run losses and two-run losses, and which is going to happen when you're leading the league in losses. But they're right there, a lot of these games. And we saw it last week. That Binghamton team that was in town last week, if you were out for a game and you saw that team is now 23-3 in its last 26 games. And in baseball, that just doesn't happen. So two out of those three losses in the last month for that team were by the Squirrels. That's a stacked team with one of the best 1-2-3 punches in a pitching rotation this league has seen in a long time. The number one Mets prospect at the top of the order, you know, they're gone now. I'm not going to spend too much time yapping about them. But they played pretty well against that team outside of, like, one game that got kind of sloppy with four errors and it was kind of a mess. But outside of that one day, which is going to happen over the course of the series, Binghamton had one themselves. The games were very, very close. And, again, a bunch of 1-2-run losses.
And an equally astounding stat.
And a tie.
I did want to get to that, but an equally astounding stat. First, 33% of Binghamton's losses during this streak came with MP in the suite. Just saying, hashtag get MP back in the suite. Get Benazir buying him some hot dogs again. Just say it. We had a tie, Trey, and you pulled up the history books immediately. The second tie in Richmond Flying Squirrels history, although the first that was on de facto on the spot declared a tie. I felt like we were at the All-Star game again with Bud Selig.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Blaine actually brought up after we were done that it was the second tie that we've done this year, because Blaine and I did the Giants and Texas Rangers, the San Francisco Giants and Texas Rangers spring breakout game, which was an exhibition. You see ties in exhibitions. You talked about the All-Star game. But even that felt weird. Sabin Ceballos, who's now with the Squirrels, had this huge hit late in the game, and it was all this great momentum. They came back, and they even the score, and then it's over, and it's tied. And it's just like, well, that doesn't feel right. Sunday was kind of similar. Squirrels came back from trailing a few different times, tied the game in the bottom of the ninth inning, and they both teams played a really tenth inning. You know, they placed that runner on second in extras in the minor leagues, and I guess they do it in the big leagues now too. And it gets real tense real quick, and Braxton Roxby, just that guy has been nailed. He hasn't allowed an earned run since April, by the way. We haven't talked enough about the things that have gone well. Braxton Roxby's been a great find for the Giants. Got traded over from the Reds. It's kind of an afterthought, I would think, for a lot of people in January, and he has been absolutely insanely good. But yeah, then after the 10th inning, there was a storm coming, and at first, you know, they pulled the tarp, and you kind of go like, is this thing going to hit? Because it took a couple of minutes, but man, it didn't, like, once it did, there was hail, there was insane, some of the most insane wind that I've ever seen at the Diamond, and some extremely heavy rain, and that was all that was going to be played that day. So, yeah, the league decided that the stats will count, the game counts, and it's just going to be declared a tie. 2018, there was a game that was called a tie eventually. It was originally suspended. It was between the Flying Squirrels and the Fisher Cats from New Hampshire, and they said that they would pick it up if it had playoff implications at the end of the season, which I cannot imagine. A team from New Hampshire having to come all the way down to Richmond to play possibly one inning.
Oof. No, nobody wants that in the big leagues, let alone in Double A. That's because I've been a part of those. I've been a part of those where they fly, like, you know, fly a team out to do one game on their day off. Nobody likes that.
Yeah, that I've seen, and that, okay, played one game. But this one they would have picked up in the 10th. Conceivably, somebody would have scored a run, and they would have played for 20 minutes after a 14-hour bus ride. But they might have flown them out for that one, given the circumstances being what they were. But thankfully, it came close. New Hampshire finished 10 games up for the wild card spot that year, but they were one game out of first going in the last day of the season, and they ended up losing and finishing two games out. They might have just done that on purpose.
It was the right call for everybody involved. Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, joins us. They're on the road this week. You catch them on the Fan homestand next week, and of course we remind you the little mini series in July before they bounce for the 4th, July 3rd firework night, and then July 4th fireworks, but no baseball as Trey hits the road. Trey, I have been loving the Diamond history nuggets that y'all pass along each night, and we had the ring, the Diamond ring last week. You want to hit us with maybe one or two that you've enjoyed learning about during your journey here?
Yeah, honestly, that's been something I've heard about the most all year. People have loved it, especially it's given us something to talk about in some of these games late with the Squirrels losing. But there have been some pretty crazy ones. I really enjoyed kind of diving in on Jim Boughton's time with the Richmond Braves and his whole story. It's a really long one. I'm not going to be able to tell it here. But basically, the guy who wrote Ball 4 got kind of blackballed from baseball, made his return that led him to getting back to the big leagues for the first and last time, first time in almost a decade, the last time in his career at the Diamond. I had one that I really enjoyed from the mid-1970s. There was a pitcher named Blue Moon Odom, who had been in the big leagues, a really good pitcher with the Athletics. He was kind of back in the minor leagues with the Richmond Braves, and pitched John Stearns, who'd been with the Mets, who was playing for the Tides, Tidewater Tides. And Blue Moon Odom was at the plate, you know, old veteran, you know, back when pitchers hit, and he was complaining about the strike zone to the umpire. And the catcher said, hey, stop being a crybaby. If you don't like it, just go home. If you're going to whine, just go home. Pitcher didn't like that. So the next time Stearns came up to hit, Blue Moon Odom buzzed him with a fastball. Stearns didn't take that well. They ended up getting in a fight. And after they get the whole fight broken up and situated, the home plate umpire doesn't eject anybody. And he was interviewed by the Richmond Times-Dispatch after the game, and said, in his view, the whole thing was, quote, even Steven. Everybody got their punches in. It's not what he said, but that's basically what he was getting at. And he said, basically, and honestly, it would have taken another 20, 25 minutes to warm up a new pitcher, and we didn't want to do that. So they just let it ride. And that's some 1970s baseball nonsense if I ever heard it. There are a lot of really cool stories about Willie Mays and Hank Aaron and Roberto Clemente and Mickey Mantle playing at Parker Field and even at the Diamond in some old-timers type events later. There's been a lot of really cool history in that spot on the Boulevard over the last 71 years. Of course, the last 40 years, the Diamond, some really fun memories. The last 15 years, the Flying Squirrels. And it's been so cool to dive back into a lot of that this year.
We've enjoyed sharing the journey with you. Enjoy Altoona, homecoming of sorts for Trey Wilson. We'll hear you on the air tonight and all week long here on The Fan. And we'll look forward to catching up with you next week back home.
Absolutely. Talk to you all soon. Talk to you all night.
Absolutely. Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. You'll hear them right here. We got to take a break back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Yeah, be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Always love hanging with you guys. Always love hanging with anybody, which is why I'm a big fan of hostels. Not really. But I went to a hostel once, and Hazel now informs me you're going to a hostel soon, which I'm excited for you to have a hostel experience.
I'm super excited.
You were born for the hostel experience. You're
it
ready for this.
Feels right.
Farm life, hostel life.
Yeah.
They're not that different.
Put me in a pod. Take me out of the pod. Let's go.
I was in New York 20 years ago.
Okay.
Deep pull. And I was living in D.C. I had the weekend. Went up to New York. This was when this was kind of still a novelty to me, Midwestern boy. And so I went on Expedia, to throw Expedia under the bus here, but here's what happened. I went on Expedia. I searched for hotel rooms in New York. Uh-huh. Knowing what I know now, I would not have done this at the time, but I just grabbed the cheapest one.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. What could go wrong? What went wrong was it was a hostel.
Ah.
Eyes, maybe I missed the S and thought it was a hotel.
Very different than a hotel.
It was clearly labeled hostel. We don't have hostels in Wichita, Kansas. We don't have hostels anymore in Richmond, Virginia. Do you remember the one that popped up for like a week and a half? There, I think it was around the bike race time. It was on 3rd Street for sure.
Okay.
Somebody opened a hostel in Richmond. And this was the pitch, like, Richmond's becoming an international city. You know, we need these amenities international travelers are ready for. It did not last long. You're verifying here. It's definitely closed now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's long gone. But there was a hostel on 3rd Street in Richmond.
And I believe you. I have verified.
At one point. Well, you didn't believe me. You checked.
Well,
but
now I believe
you. I appreciate that. That's your job as the producer here. If we don't hold the people here
standards
to factual information, what are we? What are we? We're just blabbing. It was a hostel, not okay. A hotel.
Surprise.
I'm not worldly like that. And I'm just going to say this to out myself. I didn't know what a hostel was. And ahead of walking into a hostel.
I can imagine this is a big surprise.
Well, I've been to hotels before.
Well, sure.
And I've been to bad hotels before.
Okay.
So I'm familiar with the lodging concept. I'll tell you where I've never been is a hostel.
Did you not stay the night?
I've been to summer camps. No, I was poor. Of course I stayed the night.
Okay, I was like, did you walk in and walk out? You were like, I didn't agree to this.
No, that's what I would do now that I have money.
I'm an adult now.
Yeah. It felt like summer camp.
Yeah,
you just bunking up in all the rooms. And so they're like, you're in room 3 or whatever. I walked into room 3 like, there's people here.
Well, yes, there are.
That's what happens at a hostel. We're in New York. I know enough to know I'm not in the best part of New York. I've identified that.
Okay.
There's 6 beds in the room.
Okay.
Bunch of bunk beds. And my new roommates are from Sweden.
Lovely.
And love techno music.
Oh.
Yeah. If you're at a hotel, really any hotel, like Motel 6 and above, and somebody's playing loud techno music in the room next to you, you can call the front desk. They will be sympathetic to you. They will knock on their door and ask them to turn the music down. That's a thing that happens at hotels. Maybe they'll have success, maybe they won't. But they'll
do it.
They'll make the request for you.
Okay.
They don't do that at hostels.
Well, no, you're right in there in the room. Just talk to them.
It's not even the next room. It's in this room.
It's in your room.
And it's all night long. And they, to their credit, they absolutely invited me to participate.
Okay.
They were not like,
Good.
There's a sad American boy who doesn't know what a hostel is. Let's watch
stay
him
on your cot.
Let's
there.
Watch him squirm uncomfortably. They were very welcoming and were very much inviting me to participate in the things they were doing. I just didn't want to because it was 4 in the morning. That's all.
Buzzkill.
That's my last trip to a hostel.
Okay, interesting.
But I also know that, like, in Europe, it's very common. I have friends who traveled Europe. They stay at hostels. You got to stay at hostels. You know, it's like you build friendships. You hang out. You make. So perhaps you will. Now, I think the advantage you have that I did not have is that you are aware of what a hostel is.
One, I am aware of what a hostel is.
So you're already doing laps around young MP.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting off way ahead. I also want to say that the hostel I'm staying at seems to be a combination hostel coffee shop.
Okay.
So if everyone's annoying,
you've got
a
coffee
shop.
Also,
I get a pastry.
That tells me that it's not going to be a late night scene hostel because
seems like an early morning type early, of
your hours. This is a hostel that's working on your hours. This is in DC.
It is.
I think you're going to meet fun people in DC.
And they don't have the bunk beds. It's like a little pod.
Go on.
I sent you a picture. It's like a little.
Oh, I pulled this
storage.
Oh, capsule. U Street
capsule.
And
you crawl in there.
It's got USB ports.
It's 4x4
non-slip
by 6
steps
feet.
And a privacy curtain. A
it
coffin.
It looks like when you rent one of those like pods. Yes,
you're staying in a coffin. Okay. This is what I want on airplanes.
Yeah.
If they put one of these on an airplane, I'd pay good money for that.
All in.
Yeah. So you get a little pod. They're stacked two on top of each other.
Yep.
Do you want the top or the bottom pod?
I can't decide. What do you think?
Top.
I think top.
Top.
Top pod.
Top pod.
I don't think I didn't pick. I just have a pod.
Good location. You're a block from Trader Joe's.
Yep.
You're down there on U Street. Very good location. You're near the coffee shop.
It's right there.
It's just right
there.
It's there.
Incredible.
There's five tabs here. Arrival, directions, gallery, contact us, and FAQ. And then there's another one, frequently asked questions. Do you say that FAQ? I don't know. It's the first time I've ever done that out loud. Maybe
I'm watching my dump button here.
Let's stick with frequently asked questions. That's what that button does. There's a sixth one says Goki.
Oh, I know what that is.
Go on.
So you have to download an app called Goki.
Goki is our way of giving you access to your keys and staff at all times.
That's right.
Okay.
I got my little email that was like, please sign up for Goki because we will not email you. We will not help you unless you have the app.
Is anybody there? Will there be like a person at a front desk there?
I'm assuming that the coffee shop people have enough training to know that if I'm super, super lost, they're going to get a hostile person or two being like, What's going on?
I did just hit frequently asked questions, and it hit me with 404. This page could not be found.
Because
so,
there's no questions. Everything is running smoothly.
You're good.
Because everything's fine.
Only an idiot would have questions.
It's a pod. Crawl in it. Go to bed. Wake up and leave.
There's like a common space, I would assume.
Yep.
Yeah.
They got showers.
They've got a second capsule hostel at 512 I Street as well. For when U Street overflows. So you're in the OG, so you're good. I think you're in a good spot here. And you get 10% off at the coffee shop? Are you kidding me?
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Why would I ever stay in a hotel again?
We'll
talk about this on Monday, see how it's
Yeah, I stayed at Hilton's got a thing in D.C. called like a micro hotel.
Oh, okay.
And basically, it's like the capsule, but it's your hotel room. Like, there's the bed, the toilet, the sink, a tiny shower. It's all yours. You don't share it.
So it's a jail cell.
You're staying in a coffin. I'm staying in a jail cell.
Wow. Big moves. They pay us well here.
It is absolutely a jail cell. Sometimes you have to say it out loud to figure out what it is.
Like, oh, no.
It's a jail cell. That's absolutely what it is.
Well, at least they give you a key.
I told Mike Barber to stay there when we were up there for the ACC tournament last go round.
And did he?
Well, he loved it because Mike Barber closes the party down and opens the party up. He was the perfect hostel customer. Like, we were wrapping up about, they do, at the ACC tournament, the basketball tournaments, they do something called the hospitality room.
Okay.
And I don't think I'm giving away secrets I'm not supposed to give away here, but at a basketball tournament, work until 1:30 a.m. because the last game ends at midnight. We do interviews, we write stories, we do, you know, record segments, all that stuff. And at 1:30, if 20 of you walk into a bar, they don't love that. That's not their favorite because the bar, they have probably just done last call.
Right.
They don't want any part of that. So they set up a room at the hotel called the hospitality room.
Okay.
Now, the deal last call is last call. Those are laws. But if you ask for, like, 6 beers at last call, they don't turn you away traditionally.
That's called a loophole.
And then you sit, hang out. Well, they pack up, they go home. It's not their problem. It's your problem at that point. Mike's the guy who's like at 3 o'clock, he's like, what if we found a way to get more beers and kept this going? But then he's also texting you at 7 a.m. like, what if we went to the coffee shop and hung out? I got some ideas for stories I want to run by you.
Oh.
It's like, I'm going to keep sleeping now.
When does he sleep?
In his jail cell.
Oh, yes, okay. No more questions.
when they let him out for fresh air later.
Go get your beers.
Very excited for the hostel review.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a great moment on this show.
I'm very excited.
This show marches on right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Remember when I told you about this?
5 years ago, our family left medical insurance.
You've heard me share extensively about how much our family loves Samaritan Ministries. Now they have launched an additional sharing option called Redeem Health Share Ministry.
What's cool about Redeem is that it has an exclusive add-on that can share for things like dental, mental health, vision, preventative care, gym memberships, and other things to improve your health. It is everything we love about Samaritan, just with more program options to fit our family's healthcare needs.
Mike, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. No hitter at the College World Series. Gage Wood of Arkansas, third no hitter all time at the College World Series. Arkansas stays alive. Beats Murray State. Great event out there. NHL tonight, Cup in the House in Sunrise, Florida. Panthers try to take down the Edmonton Oilers for the second consecutive year. It's been a phenomenal series so far. The better team is winning, but I'm holding out hope for an Edmonton comeback. It'd be good for hockey to move this thing out of Florida every once in a while. Lord Stanley has basically retired to Florida at this point, and has found some cheap land on the beach and building his retirement home. But the biggest story of all in the sports world is Joey Chestnut. I don't have to tell you that. Joey Chestnut is back at the Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Three-part tweet from Joey Chestnut. And this is how you know he's an American hero. He did not thread the three tweets together, which is like, all this guy does is eat hot dogs. So I appreciate that. He didn't just the 1 out of 3, 2 out of 3, 3 out of 3, but they're not threaded together.
He doesn't need to do that.
He doesn't need to do that. He's no. Joey Chestnut. He needs to focus on eating hot dogs, not maintaining Twitter decorum.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of us can handle that. Says, while I have and continue to partner with a variety of companies, including some in the plant-based space, those relationships were never a conflict with my love for hot dogs. To be clear, Nathan's is the only hot dog company I've ever worked with. I respect that there were differences in interpretation, but I'm grateful we were able to find common ground.
Let's go!
Is his contention that the vegan dog he endorsed was a plant and not a hot dog? Is that where we're going here with this?
It does feel like that, because it feels like in the same tweet he said
yeah,
vegan hot dog.
Yeah. Well, he didn't say
hot dog.
Didn't say
vegan brands.
Yeah, vegan brands.
Right.
And we know what those brands were. They were plants, mushed into hot dog-like shapes that you put on
acting
a bun.
Acting like hot dogs, yeah.
They were sandwiches, is what they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just bridging all the debates all at once here.
Just handle it all.
They were sandwiches. Just do all the debates at once. Now, the milk people have this too. They sued because they didn't want oat milk or almond milk to be able to use the word milk. Because milk implies dairy, right?
Sure, sure.
So this is a variation on that, right? Like, it wasn't a hot dog. It was a collection of plants designed to taste like a hot dog and fit inside a hot dog bun.
Yes.
It's clearly not a hot dog.
Which is clearly not a hot dog.
I don't know what part of this not a hot dog sign is confusing you here.
No.
It's clearly not a hot dog.
How dare you not understand my vegan hot dog?
It's
not a hot dog.
Have you tried the bagel?
Oh, yeah. I tried the bagel. It was a little salty, but I liked it.
Yeah. I think that's the consensus here. Julio's Bagels, Northside, Brooklyn Park Boulevard, I think is a worthy entrant in the Richmond bagel debates.
I agree.
I have been accused of liking my food less salty than the national average.
Oh.
So I never know what's me and what's real. This is the saltiest bagel I've had in Richmond. Among the major players.
This is true. It was pretty salty. I love salt. So I'm pro salt.
So this is your jam right
here.
Yeah.
Sodium chloride it up.
And I thought they cooked it well, but you're the pro. Good
crust, good blisters, okay. Beautiful bagel.
I thought so as well. Mm. So somebody open up a bagel shop so we can do another bagel.
We're ready to do another one. There's actually Bailey's Bagels. We might have to go chase them down there at farmers markets.
So the election night tradition, no, Bailey's Bagels. Farmers market on Saturdays?
Mm-hmm.
That's how this started too. It got good enough that they opened a store.
That's how Chewy's started too.
We don't do a show on Saturdays though. So we're going to have to figure that out. And the answer to this is them making bagels on other days, not us coming into work on Saturdays. Mm. I've determined that for sure.
Well, actually, AWOD does a show. I feel like we could crash.
AWOD does a show. Rich Herrera does a show. Brian the Traffic Guy does a show. You produce shows.
Richard McCann is here. Saturdays are busy here at the station.
It does feel like everybody here works on Saturday except MP. It's definitely got that vibe to it.
And I don't want to add work to your plate on Saturday.
Thank you.
Like that's enough for you.
Thank you.
No problem.
In football season, I don't feel as bad because I work on Sundays.
Right.
But out of football season, I'm not working on Sundays right now. There's no football happening. But once football starts, I'll feel like, everybody's like, hey, MP, everybody was here on Saturday. Where were you? I work on Sundays. Get off my back. But out of season here.
Now you got nothing to say.
It's a less compelling argument.
Well, are you spending time outside? We got like 15 hours of daylight today.
It's so great.
It's so nice.
We had swim meet last night, Monday night swim meet night.
Okay.
And the swim meet can be comfortable for me, the spectator, or my children, the swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
But not both of us.
It's a
2 weeks ago, it was 90, 95 degrees. It was scorching hot. I was uncomfortable. They popped out of the pool like that was great.
Whoa.
I'm having a good time. Last night, I was having the time of my life out there, sitting, relaxing in the shade. They were freezing, shivering.
Ooh.
Only one of us is allowed to be comfortable at any time. No, tonight, it's election night at the Richmonder. Which comes twice a year because we live in Virginia and nobody loves elections like Virginians love elections. We do it twice a year here. That's the national high. No state does elections more often than we do elections.
Wow.
What a state. But the tradition at a news outlet when you work on election night, the editor, that's me in this case, brings pizza for everybody. So I need a pizza pick for tonight as well.
And you can't pick pizza bones.
Griffin, slide onto the mic here. Griffin, the intern here, eating his free bagel that I brought in, is going to complain about a lack of pizza. Go for it.
Why did you bring bagels and not pizza?
Because it's 11:53 in the morning.
You don't understand. Breakfast pizza is amazing.
Pizza. Have you had the U-Crops breakfast pizza? You're a Richmond kid.
I have.
That's the best.
Oh, U-Crops is the best.
U-Crops is the best, period. Shout out U-Crops. But the U-Crops breakfast pizza... That just hits different in the mornings.
Can we start bringing them in?
We can start bringing in U-Crops breakfast pizza. We'll have a party and we'll bring in.
I love this work.
Not tomorrow. I'm sleeping in tomorrow because we got election tonight.
Yeah. Oh, right, obviously.
Well, where should I get pizza for everybody?
Papa John's? Domino's. Domino's.
He said U-Crops and then you're he said Papa John's.
He's out of here.
I'm turning off the mic.
He's out of here. Forget about it. Adam, slide on in. Tell us what we got cooking on AWOD Radio today.
Yeah, so we just sat down with the head coach of the Richmond Spiders men's basketball team, Coach Mooney, will join the program today. A full 30-minute breakdown of the upcoming roster. His thoughts on the Atlantic 10. He kind of gave us the evolution of it. He's in year 21, all of them, at Richmond in the Atlantic 10. So nobody knows the conference better than him. We'll have Lane Casadante on the show to run around local sports and, of course, talk all things NFL, NBA, and the NHL Finals.
Great show coming up. Chris Mooney, you are basketball coach. Good get by AWOD. Never a bad time to be talking A-10 hoops. They'll do that. If you missed anything on today's program, grab the podcast. Search MP on the mic on all major podcast platforms. We're back tomorrow. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody. It's Chad with the band Unspoken. We've all experienced how powerful it is when the church cares for each other. That's why I wanted to tell you about Redeem HealthShare. With rising medical costs, Redeem offers a more affordable way to care for your family. Their flexible programs and monthly contributions are designed to fit your budget. It's a Christ-centered community where members pray for each other and offer encouragement. And if you've been waiting for the right time to make a change, now's the time. Check it out. Call 844-REDEEM-0.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.